Guess what? It's time again for the May Wild West Show, the podcast where we tell the hedonistic adventures of myself, my husband, Mr. West, and my friends in the modern American Wild West. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain region, where it's usually so damn cold that we've got nothing better to do than fuck from October until March. This is the show where we tell the stories of our sometimes reckless, usually sexy, probably awkward, and always thrilling lives. My name is May Wild West, and I'm a trophy wife, an embarrassing mom, the loudest person pretty much anywhere I go, and a member of a super secret naughty club. Yep, my husband and I swing, sometimes hot wife, but mostly just enjoy spending time with our friends and having kinky sex. My entire life, I've tended to get myself into some amazing adventures and sticky situations, partially because of my curiosity that gets me in trouble, and partially because my motto is, I'll try anything once for science. But remember, if you're going to follow the scientific method, you got to try it at least 3 times. The stories we share will be spicy, sexy, and completely inappropriate for kids. Think sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a load of laundry. As always, this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional or even good advice. Now, let's full send into today's episode. So, guess what I did? Well, what we did was had a whole bunch of plans, some of which came through, most of which didn't, and then there was some impromptu stuff that worked out better than anything we ever planned, which is pretty much normal, don't you think, hon?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Mr. West is here joining me tonight for our podcast, and what we ended up having to do is we started this episode and decided that there was just so much that we had to say that we were going to do 2 parts. But first things first, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the plans that we had that came true, some that fell through, and then some that were just impromptu. Look at me. I'm a poet.
Yay.
So the first thing that we had planned was that Mr. Coffee was coming down for having it, to have a threesome, which I thought turned out to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, good time.
It was kind of fun, and Mr. West ended up being kind of busy with some business phone calls, so it was kind of fun giving Mr. Coffee a blowjob and then having sex and him having to try very patiently to get off the phone and not rush his business stuff, but still kind of getting to torment him. I enjoyed that.
I'm sure you did.
I did, you know. And, you know, I felt bad. He drove 3 hours and could only stay for a few hours, so we figured one last hurrah before he had to go home. We thought it'd be kind of fun.
Right.
And then that afternoon, we decided to go grocery shopping. And while we were grocery shopping, we ended up talking to a lady who's a friend of a friend. And through that, ended up planning on a sort of last minute impromptu threesome with this gal, which I was really excited about because, well, to start with, she said that she was bi, and sometimes it's really hard to find women who are bi. Myself, I call myself situationally bi. Like, if I'm in the right mood and everything's going good, then definitely I'm all about it. If not, you know, I'm always been a bigger fan of the dick than anything else. But I don't know. I think she just straight up lied. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. I have no idea. Maybe she was feeling it. Who knows? But it seems to be a thing. You seem to have tried, but you know, not. I have no idea. I don't have any explanations for it.
But luckily enough, it worked out really well. We had intended it to be a threesome, which we haven't had. Well, we've had one chance to have a male-female-female threesome, and that wasn't fantastic. It was kind of an older lady, and it wasn't really like our kind of sex, I guess, was probably what I would say was the biggest problem with it, don't you think?
Right, yeah.
So I was excited about this, but then she let us know after we had met up with her and kind of talked to her for a few minutes that she had a guy that she was seeing who actually turned out to be was Mr. West's friend, who was interested in coming over as well. And so she invited him over, and we ended up having a foursome instead, which lasted all night long, and we got like no sleep whatsoever, but it was a really, really, really good time.
Yeah, it was a nice time. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's some of the most fun part of the whole thing is like the hanging out and laughing and joking. But, you know, then on top of that, the sex is pretty good as well. We did end up with some really good friends out of the deal and probably some future fun.
Oh, I'm sure some future product.
Yeah. And some of the things that happened from Tuesday night kind of led me to coming up with our topic and thinking about our topic. And our topic is today is anal. So for one thing, Miss the lady that we were hooking up with was not all about anal. And so she was like, and it would never happen. But then on the other hand, she was pretty sure some other stuff wouldn't happen, and she was wrong there.
Right.
Then we had plans to go out Saturday night. We had plans to meet up with Mr. Irish and then some other people, go to the strip club, have a good time. And then some of his family things got in the way, which completely understandable. So
Right. I'm gonna take care
instead,
of your family first in this line of work.
oh, and every, but yeah, I know, I totally agree. Like, family is more important than having threesomes or parties or anything.
Generally,
Right? I think you're kind of an asshole if you don't.
at minimum.
Right? But so instead, we came home and had a really good time having sex, just the two of us. Had some kinky sex, had a whole bunch of laughs and jokes, and just I think we had a really good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And I'm telling you what, Mr. West has been on a tear with like the going down on me, and he does an amazing job. So I just want to like shout out there, babe.
Sweet.
So, like I said, we're gonna do our episode today on anal. There's some myths and there are some facts and there are some things, or you know, we think that work for us that we wanted to talk about. But then, like I said, we started recording and it turned into being so much more information, and I started trying to cut out some of it, and I was having to cut out every time that we went a little bit off topic or every time we went on like some sort of related tangent. And let's face facts, that's the funniest part of what we do. So I was, it was feeling
Well, at
kind
least
of
we think
dull.
so.
Good point. We think so. So we're going to start out, and then the second half of the Anal Adventures episode will come out the next week. So I guess be patient and we'll see where this all goes.
To infinity and beyond.
So, anyway, today on our podcast, we thought we would talk about anal sex because, well, first of all, it's one of those things that like I had a friend who was like who told me that she had some guy who wanted to eat her ass. And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, dude, if that's an opportunity, don't say
Take
no. Like, you should never
it.
say no. Don't say no to that. And she was just shocked because, well, you know, it's your ass. Why would somebody want to do that? I'm like, oh, because it feels great. So I
You'll have
figure
that on
that,
those bigger jobs.
right? I figure that considering this, we should talk about it because there's a lot of things that people think about anal sex that are not really true. And there's a lot of things that if people knew about anal sex, I think that they would probably get a lot more enjoyment out of it. Because I can tell you that if Mr. West had not talked me into it, I was one of those people who was not all about it because I had had a bad experience. And I probably have some of the best orgasms from anal sex. So I also
You're
realized that,
welcome.
right? I also realized that we never told everybody how it was that the two of us ended up together. So, and since the two are connected, I figured we'd start with that story. So, Mr. West and I met on Match.
Allegedly.
Allegedly met on Match. Yeah, it was kind of cliche. And I intended only on hooking up. Like, there was no intentions of having a long-term relationship. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I don't know that man hooking up on matches cliche considering the circumstances.
Anyway, it was a hookup. He was a bad boy, and it was a hookup.
I needed to get laid.
I needed to get laid. I had just gotten divorced and about 18 months before that, and I had a little boy, and I had called my friend from high school, and I was like, he's coming over to have sex, and should I do this? Should I do this? And she's like, you haven't had sex in 18 months. You've got whore credits to burn. Have sex. And that's how we started hooking up.
That's
And
it. That's really the gist of
that's pretty much
that.
it. There was these two people and they were horny because they hadn't been able to have sex for a while, or very much sex for a while. So Mr. West and I had sex
No, we never have had sex.
like five times that first day. For real. I mean, like, that was like an 8 hour period. One of the times he asked if I wanted to have anal sex, and I was like, no. And he's awfully convincing.
I
And
was gonna
what?
be like, you're gonna learn today, bitch.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't, I swear.
Because I had had a bad experience. I
Who's your
told it.
daddy?
Yeah, I told the Who's Your Daddy story last time. So I won't tell the Who's Your Daddy story again. But I'd had a bad experience with anal sex, and it hurt. It was like I didn't get why anybody would want to. And I think that most women have had some guy they were dating try to talk them into it. The guy didn't know what he was doing. It hurt, and then you were like, "Fuck this shit." I mean, I think that's how most of it goes. Most people. So he talked me into it, and one of the things that he used to talk me into it is that how he talked his ex-wife into having anal sex.
I
It's
gave her some Cosby special pudding.
cause no, that was not. But we are going to talk about chemical ways to relax in a little bit, or chemical ways to make
Know,
anal sex better.
gotta tell you a story about women. They
Okay.
always want you to sweep them off their feet. It's when you try to put them in the trunk that they start to freak out.
Right. I'm claustrophobic. I wouldn't like the trunk.
All
So,
right, go
no,
on.
he told me that she would let you have anal sex with her if you let her put her finger in your butt so you knew what it felt like, right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I think it's a valid way to do it. In fact, I think every guy should have to do that before they get to have anal sex, because there would be no more of this like ram it home if everybody had to experience it at least once.
Right?
That's my opinion. I
And we're
can
not
tell you.
talking like just putting the tip in here, boys. Well, I mean, we're like talking like, let her put the finger in there, make some strokes, because
Right?
because you want the same thing. I
Right.
mean,
So I can tell you that when people ask me why I married Mr. West, the reason I always tell them is because he's good in bed. And part of that is anal sex. What we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about like those things that everybody says, like, oh my God, you can't have anal sex because. And then we're going to talk about what we think and what we do to make anal sex fun. The first thing, anal sex myth, right? It's painful. It's only painful if you're doing it wrong. And if it's that painful, you should stop.
right. Let's just go back to the, just rewind and think about the first time that you had, sex, period, as a woman. So, I mean, like, it wasn't exactly the most comfortable, or, I mean, I'm sure there was pain involved, depending on how big the guy you were with.
Here's the thing, is you can make it
Thanks.
actually almost pain-free if you spend enough time on foreplay.
Facts.
It could be, there's a little bit of discomfort, but it could be almost pain free. So I'm just saying, it's possible. If you're experiencing pain enough that you don't want to do it, then you definitely are doing it wrong.
Right. I would say that pain being the key word there, not discomfort.
Right. The next one is it just can't feel that good. Now, because people say that, like gay guys want to have gay sex, butt sex, because massages the prostate. So that gives a guy a special kind of orgasm that they can't have otherwise. And, women don't have prostates. So it can't feel that good.
I don't know. They don't call them the same thing, but I guess they do the same thing.
Okay, so I was reading because I was researching. Now, not everybody knows this, but
I didn't until yesterday, I believe. I knew about it where I knew about it, I just didn't know that it was an actual thing.
Okay, so inside, in fact, actually, Mr. West probably gonna be able to explain this better than me, but if you know where your G spot is, behind it.
Fuck you, I ain't telling you where the G spot is. If you don't know where that's at, you definitely don't should you definitely shouldn't be listening to this show. Go find out where that's at and then come back.
Okay, well, how about you just tell so that we can explain where the A spot is? Because the A spot has no scientific proof that it exists, but
Scientific.
based
Why do
on.
they say, who says this shit? What scientific proof? What fucking study? I was never invited to this study. And if I was not invited to this study, then they were fucking it up because it's there and it works. It's like a button and you can make every single woman do it. And you know what? I'm not exactly sure I want to fucking tell anybody.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Well, then, if you reach inside and you, a woman, stick your fingers in there with your palm up and a.
Palm, like you're gonna rest your palm on her pelvic bone, like where her clit is at.
Yeah,
If
like
you don't know where
basically
that's
like
at,
you're
I'm
cupping
definitely not
it.
fucking going any further.
Basically like you're cupping it like you're about to go bowling.
As you go in and you curl your fingers gently that are manicured and hopefully with no fucking calluses and shit. As you curl, you'll feel the bump. You'll feel a bump, and then right above that bump, I guess above,
Towards the back.
behind, back. Hit it from the
Reach
backside.
further.
Hit it from the backside one time.
Well, that's what you're going to be
You
doing during anal
exact
sex, is hitting that spot from the
right,
backside.
exactly.
So that spot is supposedly
It's like a magic
called
button.
the A
It's like the
spot.
it's a waterfall button.
It is a
If
wall.
you
It is. Ooh.
if you know how to make it work, it's a waterfall button.
Yeah, you were making waterfalls this weekend.
Just
Or
call
I
me
guess
Mr. Waterfalls.
there you go. That's funny. Yeah, the A spot. And it yeah, it'll make your like you'll see spots. You'll see stars. It'll yeah. Wet,
You'll be
mess, wreck.
praying. You'll be praying.
Right. Oh God, don't stop.
Yes.
So the next reason why anal sex or the next myth about anal sex is that porn is not real. That's not how you do it. Nobody should be slamming it home right off the bat, first try, no lube. You, spitting on it doesn't fucking count. All those things are not true.
What? No, hold on. Some of the things are fucking true, but for only about 2% of fucking women.
Okay, so I'm
But look,
making
we got to get that straight. I
general.
mean, like literally. I mean, like I mean, like some chicks are totally into this. I mean, like, you know, that's them. I mean, I don't know about some. I think a very limited number of
And
them.
a good
So
portion of those are
limited that
getting
you would
paid.
you're right. They're getting fucking paid, and you're
I should
probably
get
never gonna get to
paid.
fuck one.
I should get paid to do anal sex. I'm that good at it.
I'll leave a dollar in the tip jar.
All right. Hey, then I'd officially be a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a professional. Get paid. It's like the difference between being an amateur and a professional. You'd be an amateur
Exactly.
basketball player. I'm gonna be an amateur anal sex person, queen, right?
Could be. But now here's the problem is if you turn it into a fucking job, are you gonna end up not liking it? Because that's what happens when you turn things into a job.
Right? Then you have to do it. You can't say no. But 99% of girls are not going to let you slam it home first time, no lube, maybe you spit on it, and then scream, "Yes, daddy."
And I'm going to guess that a probably 50% of the ones that will let you stick it in their ass aren't gonna let you fucking pound it like you're fucking going to, I
Porn
don't know, like
town.
it's your, yeah, like it's your fucking job. I mean, like some of them are gonna like it, some of them aren't. Not everybody likes the ride.
No. And I'm not saying
And
that
some
everybody
like
is
it
going
more
to
than
enjoy
others.
anal sex. I'm just saying that if you try it
If
using some of these tips and you don't believe all this crap, then you may enjoy it. You should give it
And
a
I'm all
try.
about people finding out about things they may enjoy and giving it a try. I mean, at least giving it a try. I mean,
Okay, the next myth we're going to go over is one of those ones where it's a safety thing. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Like, there are things. For example, anal sex, you should use a condom, especially with somebody you don't know. And
yes.
it's not because you can't, because you can get pregnant, because you're not having any little butt babies.
Those are
It's
called
because,
anal babies.
there you go. It's because if you do not do it correctly, you can end up with tears, and that is a good way for you to get an STD. And when I say tears, I mean micro, like you won't actually be able to see them big enough, but you can
But
still.
like when she goes to wipe, or he, or I guess at that point, I mean, like, you know, they go to wipe, there'll be a little bit of pink on the toilet paper, or maybe even a little bit of red, but you wouldn't notice it during the actual act. And it is, I mean, like, and that's where you get your transmissions from, is open through open wounds and sores. So that's why anal sex is more dangerous than vaginal.
Right.
So these above
And
tips will help prevent these things becoming more of an issue.
the other thing is that penises have a little hole in the end of them. And unless a man wants to get a possible yeast infection or some other kind of infection, they need to be careful about what gets in that hole.
I mean, like most
And
guys, if they're smart, you should be taking a piss after you after you get done doing that, just because, well, you know, wipe
everybody
that shit
should.
off, take a piss, make sure everything's, you know, good.
Everybody should have should pee after sex.
Exactly. Women included, it's probably one of the easiest ways to prevent problems.
It is, especially UTIs for women.
Yes.
UTIs in men too, though. The other one is people get all like weirded out because because anal sex can be quote unquote dirty, gross, nasty, and a condom gives
Well,
you a way to keep it a little bit cleaner.
yes.
But the other one is you should not go from anal to vaginal and back and forth because you can take bacteria from your butt and put it
Well,
in her in your.
vaginal to anal is okay. Anal to
Yes.
vaginal is not. You should, you know, wash, you know, clean off with a, you know, wet wipe, or a
Something.
towel or something of that nature. Make
Or
sure
you
you're,
can take the condom off.
or take the condom off. But I would still, even then, wipe off, because, you know, I mean,
Yeah. There are reasons to use condoms. Now, I mean, Mr. West and I don't use condoms when we're having anal sex. We don't use condoms when we're having regular sex. We've been together forever. So, Okay, so dirty. Anal sex will be dirty in like, a fecal matter kind of way.
can be.
Can be. Yes, it can be, but most fecal matter is in the small intestines, and it shouldn't be a problem unless you're constipated and you have regular bowel movements, especially, like an hour before you decide you want to do this.
Right.
We're going to give
You're,
tips
you
for
know,
how to prevent it from being in a little bit, but the myth is he's going to stick his dick in your butt and it's going to
gotcha.
come out looking like a fudge pop.
Right, gotcha. Well, it can't.
It could, but most of the time, no. And it's also dirty in a taboo kind of way. Because, good girls
Your
don't have
grandma
anal
would not
sex.
approve, I will promise you.
My mother
Well,
would not approve.
or she might. I mean, that's
Someday I'm going to be somebody's grandma who approves. That's funny.
inappropriate, inappropriate.
No, but funny.
I
Come on, Easter. Nobody'd be here if I hadn't gotten laid.
Facts.
Okay, the next myth, your butthole will get stretched out.
Oh, I got something to say about this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, here, this is a little info for you guys. Your butthole is capable of stretching large enough for a raccoon to go inside of it, medically speaking.
So I always wondered about this.
I've never
I
tried
always
this,
wondered about
but
this.
that is
Because I mean,
supposedly
like,
how big it will stretch.
but the question is, are they talking about it's big enough that like you can get a raccoon through the hole, but could the raccoon be on the other side?
I oof, duh. Now that might be a little bit. I don't know if anybody hears this podcast, and you decide you want to try to stick a raccoon up your ass, for the love of fucking God,
Blame
please
us.
contact. No, fuck, blame me. I don't give a shit. Contact me, please. I want to video it. I will video it for you. I will even be there for backup to help pull the little bastard out when you do it.
Okay, but I still maintain that every time you say that, I see it in my head, and all I can think of is there enough room on the inside to get it in there?
I don't know, man, but that's I didn't ever I don't know if they actually tried that. I don't even know how they came
I
up with that. And
mean,
maybe it's bullshit, I don't know, but I can tell you what, I've watched a lot of these, like, these incredible medical stories and stuff, and they've had these ones where, like, people like insert shit up their ass and they have to go to the doctor because they can't get it out.
Well, I mentioned you have to go
Incredibly
to a
large.
doctor.
And I've seen some porn and I've seen some shit, some incredibly large shit go up people's rectums that were, and I'm like, dude, them motherfuckers are never going to be right again. But evidently they go back. I mean, like, they go back. I
Okay.
get.
I did some research, and at the end of it, I read this. One of the things I read was it was The Myth of the Loose Butthole by Bobby Box. It was from a, and he talked to a doctor. Like an actual surgeon, right? The anal sphincter is exceptionally resilient part of the body that is way stronger than it needs to be. For perspective, it's roughly four times stronger than what is required to hold your stool in, said this doctor,
Interesting.
colorectal surgery PA Jonathan Baker, who's got a whole bunch of letters after his name, which kind of tells me that he knows shit, tells The Body, which is the
At the
magazine that
very
did the
least, he has
article.
read a lot of shit.
Even in people who regularly engage in receptive anal intercourse, the sphincter is typically still much tighter than what is required. Okay, so basically what they're saying is that your butthole is four times tighter than it actually needs to be. So
Okay, well, now I gotta, now you, when you said that, the first thing I was thinking was like, well, okay, well, required under normal conditions, right? Did they take into consideration, like, if you were coughing, and like
yes,
it was a little
yes,
wet, you know what I'm saying? Is it the are they
yes.
more likely, somebody that's been taking poundings from Lexington Steel on the regular, are they just as likely to be able to hold their shit in as, as a normal
Yes,
everyday, anal virgin?
yes, yes.
No
Well, okay,
shit.
maybe not as like if like if you've never taken anything up the butt, then probably not, but.
But I mean, like, you medically speaking, they should be fine.
Yes,
I mean,
medically
like, people that
speaking.
are having anal sex aren't just walking around and shit's falling out of their ass, right?
No, that it does
Okay.
not happen.
God damn. I was worried for a second.
No, it does not happen. It's not a real thing. There's actually no scientific evidence that like
I can't be walking around
people
with somebody
who
that's got
have
shit
anal
falling out of
sex
their
all the
ass.
time are having shit fall out of their ass. Like, it is not a thing. And the reason why people think it's a thing, and the reason why it became a myth, is because straight guys are like, well, you can't stick things in my butt because then it'll stretch it out. And what they don't know is that if they would just like chill the fuck out, straight guys would enjoy receiving a little anal play, one way or the other.
Just saying. Give it a try. Don't knock it until you at least fucking try it.
There are a lot of ways that straight guys can enjoy anal sex or can enjoy anal play without having to like take a big dick up the ass. Mr. West has a cock ring that has a butt plug, and he thinks it's like the greatest thing ever.
Something I've recently discovered.
Well, it's cool.
Pretty
It's
fucking cool.
it's because it stimulates both your dick and your butt, right?
Yeah. Well, it goes around the shaft and the balls, and then it goes down and it makes a 90 and then into into your butt. And every time either she strokes your cock or you go in and out, it pulls and, puts a little tension on it and then relaxes it. So it kind of is gently tugging on it all the time. And it's an interesting and good feel. I like it. So
There you go, see?
if that makes me gay, then hello, ladies.
Jesus Christ, we're gonna get canceled. Okay, so.
I would put me on another fucking list. I don't care.
So that's as far as we're gonna go today for the anal adventures episode, the first part. And but before we go, I wanted to share some tips and tricks from Mr. West for our best ways to make somebody of the other sex lose their mind and have some amazing orgasm. And of course, this made me think of all the fun that we had this last week and some of the things that we did to make it even more fun. Okay, so this weekend, or this last week when we had our threesome that turned into our foursome, the girl was like, oh, I hardly ever have any orgasms. I never. And I'm like, oh, I fucking have orgasms like a lot. And I was like, and she's like, and I have never squirted. And I was like, oh, I do that a lot. That's why I have a waterproof blanket I take with me everywhere. And she's like, oh, no, I could never. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
That's what she
So,
said.
yeah, that's what she said.
I didn't know that.
So I have a feeling that Mr. West's best sex tip for making a girl orgasm is going to be directly related to our friend from this week. But I could be wrong.
Yeah,
So what's
probably.
your
That was
best bet for
probably.
making a girl orgasm, hon?
Probably just go back to the beginning of this episode.
I kind of figured. Because she turned into a waterfall. Speaking of A spots and a waterfall.
A
And I will.
spot. Yeah, there was many spots actually.
No, a. Okay.
I know.
Yep, I was ditzy enough to think that you didn't get what I was talking about. Oh, God. Struggles. Struggles are real. And the other thing is she kept. So she can't deep throat. And let's face facts, neither can I.
No.
Really, I can't.
No, it stops at like at the throat.
But it looks like I can. To
Well, I mean, like,
the uneducated, I guess.
well, I guess
Because.
I don't know what deep throating. When you say deep throating, I mean like that means putting it down deep in your fucking throat. You know, I mean like there's, I mean you got a whole lot of more room in your mouth than one thinks they do before it goes into your, into your gullet.
Yeah. Well, so she kept saying, oh, show me how you do that. Show me how you do that. And okay, I'm going to give you my best tip for making a guy's eyes roll back in their head and think that he's getting the best blowjob or the best hand jobs in the entire world. And it's the same tip we gave you earlier. It's called coconut oil.
Your throat needs lube too.
Your throat and your mouth need lube too.
You got to
And
give her some throat lube.
on top of that, your mouth gets dry. I mean, like, let's face facts, especially if you're having like a
Unless you're one
threesome
of them girls that
orgy.
like that the drool strings running out of her mouth and everything else, then probably you don't need the coconut oil. But I just
Okay,
haven't met very many of those.
but even like I can get slobbery and stuff like that, but I don't get all slobbery and stuff like right off the bat.
No, that's true.
Nobody gets all slobbery right off the bat. Like that's more of like a, oh, he's been like fucking your face, or you're like going to town, and you're and then you're drooling and stuff, right?
But hey, to lead up to that, coconut oil works good for that. It will help
And you get the kind
things
that's like
glide.
the cold pressed. It doesn't ha taste like coconut. It doesn't taste like anything. All it does is taste better than any kind of lube you're gonna get from the store, and it makes it so that you can move your mouth and your hand easily up and down the shaft, and it will make, I promise you, like it just it makes blowjobs like 105 times better, doesn't it?
I love it.
It's the greatest thing ever. And it makes it so much easier because there's none of that, like, because, okay, let's face facts. When you're doing the slobbery thing, right? Slobber has the same problem as water-based lube. As it dries, it
It's
starts getting
sticky.
sticky. And then on top of that, how many times have you been like in a, like a an orgy, threesome, whatever sort of situation, and you start doing that, and then like your hand tastes like shit? Not shit, like real shit, like anal sex
Well,
shit, but
unless,
like funk. The coconut oil prevents that from happening too. 'Cause it like puts a coating of coconut oil on your tongue.
kind of a barrier.
Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, it's not like you probably isn't gonna be a good enough barrier to prevent you from getting like the clap.
No.
And then when you get to the back of your throat and it coats your like gag reflex also, which makes it harder for you to gag.
I didn't
So
know that.
yeah, it does. It like the whole thing, it makes kind of makes a lot of your mouth almost feel it's like putting a condom in your mouth.
I
You know
don't
how
think I've ever
guys say
tried
that
that.
condoms, well, no, but you say guys say that condoms make sex not feel as much, and so like it's harder for you to get off, right?
Yeah.
It numbs the sensations,
Dulls.
dulls
But
the
yeah, dulls the
sensations.
sensation. Yeah.
Well, the coconut oil dulls the sensation of it hitting the back of your throat.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you're making some skin-to-skin contact there, and without the proper amount of lubrication, it could definitely create a friction problem.
And it, like I said, it causes it not to be as much, there's not as much gagging. And then my other tip, just since it's connected, a spoonful of honey. After you get done giving a blowjob, like after you're done with sex and whatever, eat a spoonful of honey. Because if
Help
you,
the throat from being raw if you're, like if you've been giving a lot of blowjobs.
yeah, like I was on Tuesday night, because I kept showing that girl how to give blowjobs.
Oh,
Like, this is how you do it. Ah, coconut oil. Ah. That was,
it was a good time.
it was a good time. I'm good at them. What can I say?
Yeah, you're all right.
Yes, my butt. I'm an
I
expert. I'm just not a pro because I've never gotten paid. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm gonna get paid just for the story, just so I can tell everybody I'm a pro. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
I am. I'm gonna do it.
She's gonna do it one time. And that'll
One
just say
time,
it
I'm gonna
just
get
one
paid to
time.
have sex.
And then the next
One
thing you know,
time.
we're gonna be rich because like, where'd all this money come from?
No, I mean, I'm serious. I'm gonna get paid to have sex one time just because I want the story.
Like by some rando dude, you can like stand on the street and like just get the first one and then call it quits or what?
Maybe, I don't know. I haven't exactly figured it out. It's sort of
I
like
mean,
the
I
whole
thought
idea
most
of.
Johns were, the hooker's first John was like her, that was the start of her career.
Well, but I only want to do it one time. I mean, like, I don't
Oh.
want to get paid to be a prostitute all the time. I just want to have, I just want the story. And
Oh,
then I want to be
okay.
able to tell
So
people
it's
that
kind of
I'm a
like when Mike Rowe
professional.
goes and does dirty jobs. He just wants to do it for the
Yeah.
day.
We'll call it Mae West Dirty Jobs.
We could do, yeah, we could go and
Dirty
like, we could
Adventures.
do dirt, we could do some dirty adventures. What we do is we go interview some like real life hookers on the street hookers, and you can, like Mike Rowe, like just join them on some jobs.
Yeah. I don't know about street hookers. I mean, I can't imagine all
Shit. We're,
it's
if we
it's
film it, remember what I said? If we film it, it's not hooking. You can't even get arrested for it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I mean, like street hookers that I've seen in ex it, while driving past don't look like Julia Roberts. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, anybody that grew up in, in that era and knows what the fuck she's talking about, Pretty Woman
That's not
ruined
what it
it
looks
for
like.
fucking hookers. That's all I'm saying is they gave a lot of guys some false pretenses, like how hooking, like how hookers worked and looked and stuff. And then, for women, it gave them probably like a, maybe a false sense of, hope that they could,
Be Julia Roberts and end up
be
with a
Julia Roberts.
Richard Gere driving down the road in his limo. Yeah,
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying like I want to be a street hooker. I want to have get paid to have sex more like a high class escort. Like I don't want to pick somebody up off the street necessarily. Like I'm thinking
Dude,
maybe
I
this
think
like
you
high class
gotta.
this a little bit. Like that's like remember we were talking about mitigating risks during sexual experiences.
All right, well, I can see that.
So we're going to mitigate that one
So,
just a little bit. Maybe not quite as dirty as picking up a John on the street. But all I'm saying is if I get paid for sex, then I become a professional. Then when people ask me, I can be like, I'm a professional. You have to listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a professional. Put it on like my resume. May Wild West,
gotta
professional
do, but you
sex
gotta do
expert.
something more than one time to become considered a professional at it. I mean,
No, that's what they call it. No, if you get paid, you're a professional. It's just like a basketball player, baseball player. They're not a professional till they get paid. Once they get paid, you are officially a professional.
even if they never even played a game.
They are. They're still a professional basketball player because they were on a professional team because they got paid to play.
Prostitution is not a team sport. The last time well, it is, I guess, if you're working for a pimp. But
No, prostitution is to a team sport because sex is a team sport. There's even a
yeah,
uniform.
there's a prostitute uniform.
Yeah, it's fishnets.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
See? I know everything. I'm
Why do
just
you have
saying.
so many fishnets then? Now
Because
I'm
I'm
all
trying to become a professional.
confused. You're gonna have a rough time up here. I'm
Yeah,
just
I'm.
saying, it's
Yeah.
the
We're not
problem
going to be
is
doing it
the
at
same
home.
problem with every other business that's in this part of the world is the lack of customers.
I was going to say, too many people doing it for free.
Well, that too, but I mean like the lack of just I mean like you go to New York City, you got like, what, 10 billion fucking people that are, trying to get laid. We've got like, 500.
Okay, well, so we'll have to go someplace else. I wasn't probably thinking about I was going to hook to the basketball team anyway.
Put you on cold facts.
Yeah, right. Put you on a call. No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. That's not the kind of hooking I want to do. I do not want to do hooking on Colfax. I want to do hooking Julie Roberts style, except for I don't expect him to look like Richard Gere. Of course, and she did get picked up on the street. So there is that. I don't know. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming and helping me. I appreciate it, even if we did spend most of this episode off topic and wandering about,
Going on walkabouts.
going on mental walkabouts. So I appreciate you coming and helping, and thank you very much, honey.
All right, love you.
All right. Love you. That is all for the first half of the Anal Adventures episode.
But I do want to remind everybody to subscribe and check out my social media for more fun and stories and polls. I have a Instagram page at May Wild West. I have a Facebook page that is May Wild West, and I have Reddit that is at May Wild West, and that's MayWildWest. Also, I have a website, and that link will be in my podcast description. And don't forget that the May Wild West show is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And I would really appreciate you going over and checking out my social media pages, and even putting a review on one of my podcasts would be fantastic. So, if you had a good time with me today, and I am always a good time, please make sure you've subscribed so you don't miss out on a single riveting story, amazing episode, heart-rending confession, or just something dirty and funny. Also, don't forget to share my podcast with your other inappropriate friends. You would be my hero, and I love hearing your feedback, so feel free to message me on any of my social media. Thanks, and I'll talk to you guys later.